Who says life pictures?
Yeah, my daughters. Not so bitch.
Alright, just ask, man. Black, what episode is this? Black Men Don't Cheat podcast?
It's 42.
42. I feel like I'm working out.
I don't know.
You sure it's 41?
42.
42?
Wait, let me check.
Look, that's what Dory don't believe this is. Because I thought it was on 4.
4?
Yeah, I don't know why I thought that.
Like on episode 4.
Oh.
Yeah, 42. Oh, 44. Now you tripping.
Yeah. Felt like a 44. Shit.
What's up, guys?
Yo, hit me up at DJ underscore Kobe. I'm on Twitter and I'm on Snapchat.
They can't hear you.
And all that and all that. Yeah, they can. I can see the little needle moving.
I'm moving a little bit.
I mean, it's moving, though. Yeah, see, I'm on that.
Follow myself, LL Cool Torrance. Follow.
Yeah, she had the same spot mine was.
WTMN Podcast. Everywhere. Check out what I put out today? The Air Racks Convo. I thought it was pretty entertaining. Also, check out our first. That's not important. Our newest podcast, Her Story 101 with Brandis and Rachel. Check them out. I like it a whole lot. It's doing pretty well, too. I see a lot of y'all like it. Thank y'all. Check, search, and subscribe us on YouTube, WTMN TV.
All right. Gang shit.
Are you here tonight, fellow?
Yeah. No, Wes. King Meds. Look for me on Weed Maps. It's your medical marijuana needs.
Sponsoring this episode.
Edibles. Sativas, hybrids, indicas.
Do you have any PCP?
No, I don't have no PCP.
Not yet, or y'all like
not
just out right now.
I need 1 liter of PCP.
No, we ain't fucking with that.
I feel like that's a lot.
It's for Carrie anyway, so I don't know.
Shout out. What if one of your homies was on PCP? Would you like let him get high with you?
Nah.
Fuck no.
Not like y'all smoke the same shit, but like, he get high?
Nah.
He good.
Why, you get him tweaking?
Yeah, and I'm just good. I don't want this shit around me, cuz.
Nobody doing no work around me.
Make your clothes stay.
Do.
Hey, we get your ass out of here, Shane. I mean, no, I ain't about to make that joke.
You walk into a room and he's like, oh, this nigga smell like PCP. But you really smell like PCP.
Word.
I'll smell like PCP?
Yeah, you know. Yeah,
I won't never smell like PCP.
With your homie in.
You know.
That's how he rocking. How do you even get into drugs like that? You just pull up one day and just like PCP on your step and then you forced to use it.
I don't know. I don't know. I say that with a lot of shit. Like, if you ever seen a crackhead, like, why would you want to be like, let me try that crack?
My opinion, it should have been 1 crackhead in the whole history of crack. Other niggas should have seen that nigga bugging out and been like, I'm good
forever.
That nigga turned up.
But it was
up.
A whole thing like, where niggas was just smoking crack. Like, y'all don't more. See. Y'all don't see what this is doing to motherfuckers. You trying to be next? Or you think you above the odds?
And ain't damn one of them above the odds.
Whole custo.
I mean, you know.
Shout out to all the custos listening.
Word.
Gotta be some.
That's funny.
I know y'all always get a bad rep, but you know, sometimes nigga need something to get fixed or some grass to get cut. And the custo is the only person you can call.
Clean your crib? Whatever.
Nah, I wouldn't let no custo clean my crib because I'll leave and them niggas will come back and finish cleaning.
You gotta stay there with them.
Them niggas got the layout.
Gave her $20 do the whole crib.
Man. You can cut the grass, shovel the snow. You can even come take the trash out if that's how you want to roll.
She's a sweet old lady. She was just a custo.
I heard that.
No, she
was a sweet old lady.
Custo bitch ain't coming. She is not crossing the threshold.
Yeah, I'm good, cuz.
Hell no. She going to go back to the little crack hive.
To the what?
The little crack hive. That's, you know.
Crack hive?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like a cluster of crackheads. You know?
Yeah. They move in clusters. Friends. No, they don't.
Kinda.
They be they fix cars by themselves.
Friends of friends.
No Jack. But they gonna be up under that motherfucker.
No Jack.
Shout out to y'all custom motherfuckers.
Big ups.
Happy birthday, Dilla.
I don't know if that's a good segue or not, but shout out. I'll be watching these little I don't even know what to call them, little videos on YouTube where they be like basically analyzing niggas' style and shit. Some good material on there on Dilla if you care to watch. I don't have no hot takes. I do, but I'm gonna keep them. I'm gonna keep them this time. I'm gonna let niggas live. Shout out to Dilla.
Wait. It's some interesting about Dilla, you say?
No.
What'd you say then?
Nothing. I just said shout out. All
right.
So, I ain't say nothing crazy.
You did. Well, I wanted to know, I wanted to know what you said because I missed it.
I really ain't say shit. I said shout out to Dilla. All right. What you got? Or are we gonna do my shit?
I don't know. What was my shit?
Well, I guess we go. Let's go Super Bowl first. Since
it's the Reggie Bowl.
The Reggie Bowl.
The big bowl of fucking.
You wasn't impressed?
Shit was trash.
I mean, let me say this. I like defensive football, so it was aight, but it was just like, In the Super
After
Bowl?
After a while, you could just look at it and be like, this shit about to go them ways.
Now, it seemed like the Rams didn't want to win. They didn't play like they wanted to win. Like they didn't look like the team that we seen them look like. Like they didn't do none of this Ram shit. They ain't do none of them. A lot of play action, you know, heavy down the field pass. They ain't do none of that shit.
And he did a lot of down the field passing.
No, he didn't.
And I think that's ultimately, I mean, outside of the interception going down the way it went down, but I think that he was looking for that long ball the whole time. Well, maybe not even the whole time, but at least the second half.
Well, he missed Brandon Cooks that one time, and Brandon Cooks dropped the other one. But other than that, like, they just didn't look like themselves. Like, they didn't run the ball like they should have had. Like, they put in Ty Gurley. I ultimately think he might have been hurt. But especially in the second half, like, he had a couple real nice runs to the outside, and then that was it.
I think it was cool. After a while, I realized, like, you know, Patriots obviously going to win this game. And then at that point, I was like, all right, I'm not really interested in it no more. And then when he threw that interception late in the game, I'm watching it like, okay, you done went deep down the field twice in a row before you got the first down. Got the first down, and then you're doing the same thing. Like, they're going to pull that bitch out the air, and then you're going to lose your parade. And that's exactly what happened. They pulled that bitch out the air, and dog lost his parade.
I mean, whatever. Lions in there next year.
Yeah, fuck the Lions. All right.
Lions and Broncos, Super Bowl 50, whatever is next. 54? All
right. The Rams never looked like themselves.
Yes.
What you want to put on that?
Two PCPs.
I think I got a full stock already, actually.
A full stock.
We have to put something else on the line. Whatever would I do with two PCPs?
Ingest them. How much would it take for you to do PCP?
How much PCP are you talking?
Like one serving of PCP.
What is the serving size?
I don't know.
What the recommended
whatever the normal serving of PCP.
I don't know what the recommended serving size is, so I can't.
But whatever it give you a good PCP high.
Niggas don't never come back from that shit sometimes.
I mean, that's a risk you... How much would it take?
A lot for me to risk that. Like, I don't all right, know. 21 I Savage. I can't even put a number on that shit. Hey, see what you did there. See what you did there. Shout out to 21. Sir Savage the 21st. That's probably the most bizarre shit in the world. Like, the last thing you think you're going to get online and read is 21 Savage.
So, does that mean that he didn't? I believed him. Like, so does that mean he was lying to me?
I don't think he was lying to you. I just think, lie to you about what? Like, all the Savage shit?
Yeah, I got it.
No, I don't think that. It's definitely Slaughter Gangs in the UK.
But he's not from the UK.
But it is British. Wherever the fuck that nigga from, it's a Slaughter Gang there. Especially if he's from a small island.
That nigga.
That sounds like some island, like some backwood type shit though. You know, saying no Atlanta shit, no Slaughter Gang and being no Atlanta and nothing like that. I don't think.
Sound like that nigga about to be gone.
But my thing is like, all right. So y'all snatch me up, and y'all go deport me. I'm rich as fuck. Deport me.
Do they get to take his money? I hope not.
I don't think so.
That'd be fucked up. Like, you made this shit here illegally. Give it here. Give it here, Wellington.
I don't see how he made it this long, though. Without, you know what I'm saying, motherfuckers be going back for less. It's because he wasn't Mexican. If he was Mexican, they'd be on his ass.
No, it's because he don't fuck with nobody. He ain't never said nothing offensive to nobody. He was a part of the slut wall. Everybody fucking 21 Savage.
21 Savage and the Slaughter Gang.
21 Savage came over here, however he got here, and he listened to 3-6 Mafia. He took a liking to Crunchy Black, and he molded himself after that rap pattern. And that's where he became today.
Is this theory, or?
I seen a YouTube video on it.
There's a YouTube video on a lot of shit.
Mm-hmm.
How many views that? Had
a lot. 50 million?
A lot.
I mean,
you missed a chance.
A lot.
You blew it. You blew it. Fucking. No, but that shit is just wild. Like, that. I don't know. You think they gonna resolve it? Like, without it getting extra? I mean, it's already extra considering, but you think it's gonna get like.
I don't really know, like, what's going on, because I ain't really read up on it. I just know that he got deported on some shit, but.
Yeah.
I also saw that Jay-Z put together a team, like, a legal team for him. So something's about to happen, even if he don't become.
Cause so I don't think shit is already extra, and we just don't have the full details on it.
Possibly, I mean, I don't know how serious this is or how. Only person I ever known that ever got deported was that nigga. Was it Vic?
Word on the street is he didn't get deported. That's just street rumors and shit. But I have yet to see dog. I know he said he tatted though.
Around here?
Word on the street is he up in Flint. He just moved. But I think that the deported story was a much better one.
Mm.
So we just went with that.
I mean, word?
We just went with that shit. But if you listen to this, Brother Vic, you know what I'm saying? I got a lot of clear skin left. You feel me? I got a cool 40 for you. Let's get this ink going. Vic probably the only nigga I let tattoo me in his basement.
Amy back in the day. Amy did my shit.
I don't know. I seen motherfuckers get their shit infected. I'm sure.
Amy?
Damn.
Ugh.
Well, infection.
And who did Dougie shit when Dougie first got his tattoo? That shit was trash. What's her name?
Better watch your words wisely, brother.
Her name's Shatima.
Oh, no. Mm. I don't know her. She's been in the river?
I don't know. Probably.
I think so.
That's an East Side name. We got her.
Shatima. Damn.
But yeah, that nigga Dougie shit was all fucked up.
Damn, word. I mean, my shit wasn't infected. My shit just sucked.
This when we was in high school. Nah, that nigga shit was infected. The tattoo wasn't cold either, but
it was
really fucked up because it got infected and shit was nasty as hell. But once it healed up, you got it covered up and all that shit crispy.
Word, I want to get some tattoos, man. Would you ever get, if y'all don't have it already, would you ever get a woman's name tattooed on?
Nah.
I mean, I got my sister's name tattooed on.
I would. I don't see a problem with it.
I have my daughter's name tattooed on me.
I would get Muriel Liu's name on my chest.
You ain't even say it. Man, nigga, that's
how you say it. Like then?
Hell, Muriel. How you say it? You said Mur, like the census bro.
Muriel Liu.
That's a weird. Who came up with that name? Like, who's
hey man, chill.
I'm just asking. It's not her. It's just the name.
I can't go with her now because I can't see her fucking name.
You gotta come up with some.
I said that though.
Cute name.
Bae.
You got some original.
Bae.
All right. You know, simplicity. You know, what you gonna get her for Valentine's Day?
Whatever she want.
That's not how Valentine's Day work. If it was, you'd just be like, yo.
But whatever she want, because it fall on Thursday, right?
Right.
But we record, so
right.
I can't. So we gonna go out on Wednesday. Wednesday is Dollar Coney Day.
7.
Stop saying times. We gonna go on Wednesday, and we gonna get Dollar Coneys.
But that's Dollar Coney Coneys though.
She gotta eat Coneys, cause you seen her. Cause
hey, I've learned not to assume.
If she don't eat Coney's, then, you know, we could go somewhere fancy. Like, we could go to, you know, somewhere fancy.
Look, I'm trying to wait for a fancy place, ladies. Like,
no, because
take her ass to the Ogus.
I want to go to, you ever been to Alibi?
No.
It's a spot on Rochester Road. That shit fire. Like, they got good ass steak out there. I've been craving a steak lately. So, we go get a good steak. We'll go down the way to Capers. Get us a steak and some potatoes and some broccolis.
It's just like broccoli.
And some cognac and some reefers.
It's getting a little extreme.
That ain't. That's as far as it goes. That's some.
I don't know if she allowed to do reefers, though.
It's legal. Legal things now? Come on now.
I mean, some employers still.
Look. Who gonna tell? Who gonna Bae been smoking reefers with me? Nah, nobody tell.
They gonna know when it come weather and traffic time.
She don't do weather and traffic.
It's gonna be a live report. Stay woke. She gonna be the beat on the street. She had a word. It's a what channel is this? I think it's channel 7.
You better not say nothing crazy neither. What's up, old girl? What's up? I know her name. Glenn Lewis, is it?
No, not Glenda. You talking about Glenda.
No, what's her? Carolyn Clifford. Yeah. That's what I'm thinking about. It's Carolyn white lady. Clifford.
She like this color?
No, Carolyn Clifford like brown. Light brown. Yeah. She was fine as hell on the little it's on that little
one.
Coverage of the
that's not a color one. I'm talking about.
Auto show.
You talking about a colored woman. I'm not.
So what's up with her?
I'm trying to see.
What channel she on?
It's on channel 7. We had seen them was doing the report when I was shooting my video. They was on the block we was on. I don't know what they was reporting, but they was after a long ass time doing that shit.
Did you say something to her?
Nah. You know, she was working. I was working.
When was this? What time of the year was this?
This was like towards the end of the summer when I was shooting the Thinking video.
Okay. So you should have, ice cream truck should have came.
Right.
You know, you should hold.
How was going to get the ice cream truck?
Huh?
How was going to get
the
ice cream
truck? The ice cream truck just going right down the street because it's summertime.
But it didn't work that way. It wasn't an ice cream truck.
But in this scenario, it is.
Okay.
So, then you're going to stop it and you be like, hey.
Hey.
Or, no, everybody gonna go because everybody ordered from
there. They don't like that when you just be like, hey. Even though you don't know their name and you really don't have nothing better to say.
Well, don't do that then. So, you know, if she go, you be like, excuse me, madam.
Right. Hit them with the 21.
And then, you know, whatever she about to get off the ice cream truck, you buy it.
Okay, but that don't work. What is she not
trying? You smack it out her hand.
What is she not trying to get the torpedo? You feel me?
Grab a bag of chips.
Chili Fritos.
If they got them. Wait, if she ordered chili cheese Fritos, I don't know.
If she ordered chili frito, she might be a real one.
She might got a yeast infection or three. I feel like, because that's like, I feel like when people eat like really, really terrible shit, I feel like your insides is kind of messed up.
I be eating chili Fritos. I don't have no yeast infections.
Them bitches is like mad salty. Like, they just.
Sometimes. But you got to balance that with something sweet. So you got to get like a big Texas or something.
Push your blood pressure and your blood sugar up.
I mean, it's about how you look at it. You feel me? If you're going to eat that and then you're going to go to sleep, you probably going to die before you wake up. But, you feel me? If you going to goddamn have that and then do some shit, get active, get your calories moving, you feel what I'm saying?
Work.
Get that heart rate up.
I don't order no. First date, we go get a steak and you want some chili cheese Fritos?
Yeah, you might have to cancel.
I'm not putting out that night.
You might have to cancel short.
Psych. So I told some. Never mind. What we got next?
I just got the artwork for my new song.
And what's the new song?
Well, it's not a new song, but I'm releasing All Belongs to You as a single.
Okay.
I'll play it next week, because.
I can sing background.
Actually, we already did the vocals and everything. You know what I'm saying? Everything's pretty wrapped up.
I can beatbox.
Okay, that's a skill that's I useful in most. I mean,
that song is so
good. It ain't really hard to beat. Isn't it? No real rules to beatbox. Man, you ain't got to.
Man, just don't sound like a like. Man, don't sound like it's cold. Man, it sound like it's up.
At least you're honest.
Fuck you.
Practice makes improvement.
Nah, fuck that.
Watch a YouTube video on it. They gotta have one.
I'm good.
If you watch YouTube videos, learn how to beatbox, I got a video on how to kill yourself I want you to see.
No, I don't want to see that.
Alright, what else you got? Oh yeah, I'm trying to pull up my topics. Did you hear, hold on. I'm actually going to play it for you guys. I know this is not our picker of the week or nothing like that, but I want y'all to hear this just so y'all can have a context to the thoughts and opinions I'm about to share. Did you see that new Meek video?
I did. I don't really care about it.
I didn't see it. I just seen people online talking about it.
I mean, it was straight, I guess. They crashed digital cars, you know, CGI cars. I think people are really excited about that.
The CGI cars. Damn, you got a charger. I was about to play this Nicki Minaj, Tatiana remix. What's it called? Barbiana. The title alone gives you every
what's it called?
Not to listen to a Barbiana. Yeah, that shit sounds stupid. Exactly. And it sounds just as stupid to me.
I didn't think it was horrible.
My thing is, when I listen to Nicki Minaj now, it's like, I get the same vibe that I get when I listen to Eminem. It's like, you've fallen so far from grace. And I just wonder how
maybe that's what it is
so bad.
Because I never thought that Nicki Minaj was in grace or had grace. I just always thought she sucked. I never thought she was a good rapper.
Nah, Nicki, it was a point when Nicki was a decent rapper, but now it's just, I feel like it's all gimmicks and little cheesy
definitely
shit.
Yeah, that's definitely what it is.
And I don't think that's necessary because I think she got actually rap. I don't want to see a Nicki Minaj sex tape. That shit's gonna look
She's gonna have to be all the way naked.
It's gonna look like a nigga fucking a sex doll with some really brown nipples.
Interesting. But it's gonna not sound like a sex robot. It's gonna sound like,
how does a sex robot sound?
Quiet.
Sound like a meat slicer. Like in the kitchen slicing fresh deli. Ugh.
You seen that video. You said you would get head from a robot, didn't you?
Hell no, I wouldn't get head from no robot. That bitch would snatch your dick off, throw it in the tall grass. You'll never see that motherfucker again.
The robot don't know which direction the tall grass is.
But I better still throw your shit. I'm cool.
Yeah, I'm good on the robot anyway.
Hell no. Fuck them robots. I'm just supposed to lay back and submit to this robot and let this robot just have his way with me? No. This motherfucker don't know what's too much. Like, just stop. Get the fuck off of me, robot. We need a safe word.
Hey, that's off. Another thing. Like, if you ever do tell women to stop, they don't.
I've been raped once or twice, but
I mean, by the definition.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But shit. What can you do?
Yeah, you know.
What can you do? The crazy thing is, like, if I be at these parties, right, and then people get drunk, and then girls just come to the DJ booth, and then they'll try to, like, dance up on me or rub on my, like, I'd be like, bitch, get off of me. That's, I could, like, have, I got, like, mad claims if I decided to.
Yeah.
Bitches been, I never become nothing.
You gonna pull the rug out from under?
I need mine.
You can't do that though, man. That's what.
Emotional distress. We would delete episode 42 with the gypsiness if these bitches ever become something. Cause I'm filing all claims. I'm emotionally distressed. I was never the same after that party.
I told the story of at that time was my greatest shamble. And I felt like I was gamed.
So you like, up you up the shambles since then?
Oh, definitely. Okay. Plenty of times. yeah, man, like she did me. You know what I'm saying? Like, she approached me. Like, she suggested that I drive to our friend's house. She started fixing drinks. She suggested that we leave.
So you was the hoes.
Yeah. I was.
Yeah. That shit, honestly. She got me. Once you bend the hoes, you realize, like, this shit feels horrible. What? I don't know if she got you to do that. And I honestly don't think we should. I don't think we should go into that portion of it any further. But being the hoes is not as fun as niggas want bitches to act like it is.
Hey, it was. I ain't going. Hey, I just played it right on the fucking lawn. I went right on along with it. You want to go away?
I felt used after I was the hoes.
Why you ordered all them Jaeger bombs? Girl, I got to work.
Motherfucker ain't buy me no Jaeger bombs.
She bought me a bunch of them.
Bitch ain't buy me nothing. I'm a cheapo.
I mean, you know. I've definitely been had for a bag of Skittles. Mm. A blue pack.
I didn't even get the Skittles.
I probably shouldn't have said that.
I didn't even get the Skittles.
Damn, man. Did she tell you to let you know you made it home safer?
Nah. Nah.
I mean, it's okay, man. You know. It's all right, brother. Don't let nobody ever slut shame you, dog. It ain't... You know. That don't mean you was a hoe. You made a hoe decision, you know?
Can I make you a hoe? Are you clutch if you make a game time decision? Just got a clutch. Like, I don't know. I won't be the hoes again.
Yeah, I probably will.
New year, new me. New year, new me. I need to make one of the pictures taking a step. Into 2019.
It's gonna be. You see them all wearing, say all that shit. And the next step is crack. I gotta find that, cause that might gotta be the.
That's probably my next step.
Gotta be the other
PCP. Two PCPs, please.
Man, that's just so fucking funny.
That's what you're gonna call the episode. Two PCPs, please.
Alright. I don't think we should do that, though. Damn, cause look how far I went back. I went back far.
Cause of your memes. I had a meme folder. I deleted that shit. Was taking look way that, too much space on my phone.
I got the smoky. That shit cold.
Yeah, it looked like one of them TDE album covers.
You do look like J Rock, but now you don't.
Not really.
Now he don't. He look like if J Rock was Caesar from Planet of the Apes.
He look like
he like Cobra.
Pusha T. Without the braids. Do like to say, ugh.
You like a 50 Cent was from Pontiac?
Like 48 Cent.
Wait, I gotta find it. What am I looking for? Oh, there's two. That's what I was trying to show you.
The crack meme.
But not, that's not the crack meme. All right, let's try to find this crack meme. This one cold too, look at that.
Yeah.
I kind of got an eye, a little bit.
I feel like we should do a big blowout 420 episode this year. Pun intended.
I'm trying to be in Denver, cuz.
What that mean?
Let's do it in Denver.
Dude.
Or no, or you know.
Do you got your travel arranged?
Nope, but we got time, and I might get a refund this year, so we super
Yeah, I filed early this year. I usually wait till like the last week you could do it to do my shit, so I have my tax money after everybody already poor.
Yeah,
and back regular.
And back regular makes it funny.
And back regular, but nah, I did my shit early as fuck. Soon as bitches drop, same day.
I usually do, but I didn't this year. I've been fucking slacking. Don't really got time for much lately.
All right. Who has time to get money?
I mean, I ain't got time for shit. Go to work, come home.
Yeah, that's really what I've been on. Them niggas called me today and said I ain't got to go tomorrow. I feel like shit a holiday or some shit. I don't even know what to do with an off day no more.
Oh, man.
I'm gonna get Rossi a bath. That's what I'm going to do.
Damn, because I can't find that.
Washing bitches.
Man, I can't find it.
Why you ain't just Google it?
Oh, shit. Why you ain't Google it then?
Because I thought you had it.
I thought I had it too. Now you can Google
it. And I'm at 2%. Like, my phone gonna die before we get the pics.
It's a cord. You better plug that mug in.
All my niggas plugged in. Where the cord at, though? Because we can't die. My boo was about to have my baby. It's a Snoop Dogg reference.
What?
No, nothing.
I was looking at Reed. They said something about something.
Look at them TTs.
Nah.
I thought that shit wasn't about to work for a second.
It wasn't.
So you was telling me about this sex doll brothel.
Yeah, Southfield.
That you about to pull up on.
Shit. Well, if they sponsor WTME and I'm in that thing.
I just imagine a sex doll brothel smells weird.
And sounds weird.
Probably sound like a fucking deli. A fucking butcher shop. He's in there cutting meat all day. I don't know, man. I'm straight on that shit. That couldn't possibly be sanitary. And why would you want to fuck this robot after somebody else just fucked this robot?
Why the fuck you want to fuck a robot anyway?
I mean, if that's what you choose to do, that's one thing. But you trying to fuck a public robot that anybody could come fuck, and you gonna be done.
When
niggas gonna be coming all over it, busting inside the robot
because you can't get pregnant.
The gear's gonna be all sticky, like. And you trying to come in there next?
Busting inside the robot.
Yeah, that's fucking disgusting.
How you gonna feel when you go in there and you pull out this, I don't really know the process or whatever, but you pull up on this damn cold ass robot and then you put your dick on the inside and it's still warm.
Ew, man.
You ain't gonna like that shit. Or maybe you is, but you gotta realize why it's still warm on the inside.
Yeah, but you probably don't care because you're in there fucking the robot.
Yeah, true. I feel like, yeah.
You gotta be robots. You creepy if you buy a robot to fuck at home, but if you pull up to somewhere out in public to fuck a robot, yeah, you probably should. You should see somebody for that. I'm cool.
Yeah, I'm good.
You think they gonna have, like, different ethnicities of robots in there?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if it's in South
Do they have BBW robots?
I'm gonna be honest, I'm not I'm not fucking no BBW robot if I'm fucking robots.
I'm not fucking a robot.
Because, I don't know. I just imagine if you fucking a robot, the robot don't, like, walk around. It's, like, just, like, you feel what I'm saying? So you got to move this robot around. And nothing against BBWs, but, I mean, the letters tell me I'm not finna carry this robot around.
Fuck, man. I'm not fucking a robot.
You got to fuck the robot and leave it where it's at. You have to clean it where it's at and all type of shit. You can't even get freaky with this robot because it's too big for you to move around the house.
Nope, just not gonna fuck a robot.
You gotta have a sex room, no. Where it's just a BBW robot
sitting and that's there, it.
Butt ass naked all the time. Niggas come over for the party and put their coat in the other room. They gotta sit it next to a big ass robot. That's sticky.
That's wild.
What would you name your robot?
I'm not getting a robot.
If you got a robot, if it was a BBW robot, what was your name?
I'm not getting a BBW robot. What would you name yours?
My BBW robot? I don't know. I almost said something crazy. I don't know what I would name my robot. Probably name her Anne. Cause she is BBW, I just figured.
Big Ann, huh?
Big Ann. You feel me?
Yeah. She said Shirley. Damn, that would've been funny. Big Shirley.
Big Shirley taken already, but Big Ann.
Big Ann.
Big Ann.
I got a meeting. Meeting in my sex room with Big Ann, the BBW sex robot. She a wild one.
Alright. Do your thing, Woody.
Fuck that though. What's the fee?
Did they,
what's the fee? Like, how much I gotta charge to go in there?
I did not read that shit. I just saw the headline. Let's figure it out. Let's see.
He gonna do it too.
Who?
So do you talk to the robot? Do you gotta try to like woo the robot?
Yep,
to get
that's
the
pretty
pussy
much exactly what it sounds like. A place to rent a room and have sex with a high-end, realistic silicone sex doll. The city is reportedly mulling over the proposals from two competing Canadian companies, which approached the city last year, according to WJBK-TV. If approved, they would be the first such establishments in the U.S., though they have existed overseas for years. They're big in Japan.
These niggas freaky.
But don't get too excited, prospective Johns. The city says it's not yet ready to approve the proposals, issuing a series of, I don't know what the hell that word is. That's a good one. To sound like what's Webby?
Charlotte McGay, Angela Lee, and DJ Envy.
Whatever. It don't say nothing about no fees though.
Yeah, that's.
Oh wait, the dolls are cleaned after every use, but Aura dolls recommend customers use a condom. As there's still a risk of contracting STDs.
The fuck?
Bro, if I could get the germs off of a fucking robot, that defeats the purpose of fucking a robot. I'm not wearing no condom fucking a robot. Got me fucked up.
Yeah, that's, man, just don't.
That shit wild. Fucking a robot.
I'm not fucking no robot, cuz.
Man, that's crazy. I could really catch something from a robot.
STD. How would you explain that?
These overseas niggas freaking
like, let's say
robot.
If you go overseas on some dumb shit and fuck a sex robot and get Japanese AIDS, and then you come home and you get your woman Japanese AIDS, and she like, nigga,
you fuck,
and you
Japanese
gotta explain,
home.
You can be like, nah, I ain't
you
even fucking Japanese.
Nigga like
no.
That, and you, if you out of town and yo,
he ain't want to cheat, so he fucked a robot. You're probably a black dude.
Well, you better jack your dick traditional style, because this shit you owe, you doing too much. You trying to fuck robots in Japan. You trying to live like the locals, because them niggas been freaky for years. Goddamn, nah, I can't do it. You gotta tell your girl, like, I'm gay. Because that's a better story to tell her than I fucked a robot. And
I'd rather fuck a robot.
I got the germ.
I'm not getting a germ from a robot, but I would rather fuck a robot.
You gotta tell her, I was in Japanese jail. And then the rules is all different over there.
I'm not gonna tell you shit because I'm not gonna get Japanese AIDS from Japanese robots. So
it's gonna be you're gonna be in a Sudan, fucking an African sex robot.
Not gonna fuck a sex robot.
Would you get a hand job from a sex robot?
No, I could just meet a nice Sudanese, if that's what they are, young lady who listens to Project Pat and drinks Hennessy, and we can, you know, talk about some things.
A real classy lady.
Probably.
Minus that Hennessy.
No, definitely gotta drink the Hennessy. Nah. If she go back for a second glass, that means she might get a ring, cash. She might be wifey, cash. But nah. Muriel don't listen to that part.
I just picture bitches drinking Hennessy straight with no ice at the dice game, hitting on.
Don't nobody drink Hennessy straight with no ice.
No, they don't.
Outside of like people who will fuck you up or people who like nah.
You'd be surprised the shit I see at these parties.
I mean, I'd say people drink out of a bottle.
I just imagine all them bitches be at the dice game.
They just walk around like cups of Hennessy warm in a glass.
I mean, I can't say it's warm, but how long can you walk around with a cup of Hennessy with no ice in it before it gets warm? Even if it was cold when you put it in.
Like 17 seconds after you pour it, it's getting warm. So.
Exactly.
Nah, man, you gotta put
them bitches will sting you on the dice.
No, they won't. Because all you gotta do is make them confused with their emotions.
Nope. Not biting now.
You gonna leave me out here, huh?
Yep.
Yeah, real classy move.
I'm like hard already.
I mean, you know, I'm just gonna look, man.
So we having a party next week. It should come. It's called Taste Like Candy Party.
Can I say I'm coming to this party?
You can say you're coming to this party. It's open to the public.
What's happening at this party?
Dancing.
Where is it at?
I'm going to be smoking. The address is 131 University in Pontiac, Michigan. Up the road.
Is it a house?
No, it's not a house party, no. But it started $11, $10 all night, you know what I'm saying? I'm on the sounds. It's a vibe. Hope to see everybody there.
Next on Valentine's Day?
No, it's on Saturday, so the 16th.
Okay.
But it's just after Valentine's Day. They was going to have it on Valentine's Day, but then we was like, nah, it's the middle of the week. Niggas ain't coming.
And it's Valentine's Day.
Yeah, and it's Valentine's. I mean, motherfuckers have come to a party on Valentine's Day, but niggas ain't coming to a party on Valentine's Day on a Thursday. But not our crowd anyway, because we don't got like, nah, them niggas ain't coming. But on Saturday, we're going to be lit, so, you know what I'm saying? Fuck with us. Once again, that's 131 University in Pontiac, Michigan. Tastes like candy. Party powered by the XLG. Shout out to Black Hefe. Shout out to the whole Prestige section. You know?
Word.
It won't be no sex robots there, though. So
I didn't expect
if that's what your vibe is, you know what I'm saying? I don't mean to let you down, but hopefully I can let you down easy. Won't be none. But it'll be some real ladies there, and you might got some options. Who knows? Shoot your gift.
Yep.
Got anything else? What you got? I never looked back and saw what the pick was.
Me neither.
You got your speaker?
Nope.
Okay. Old school. We'll do it like we used to do it back in the day.
I didn't think to bring it.
Nah, it's cool. All right, it's time for the pick of the week. At first I was going to do like some, cause this is our last episode before Valentine's Day. The next one will be after. So I don't want to do like the R&B shit after. Well, maybe I could cause the same week. Maybe we'll figure it out. However, this, pick is from, Roddy Ricch. You listen to Roddy Ricch? Are you familiar?
I'm not sure.
Not familiar. All right. Well, I first heard the song.
Is he with Currency?
No, I don't believe so, but I also don't know for sure, but I don't think so. But yeah, the first time I heard this song was like last summer,
But it was like an Instagram version, just like an acapella nigga singing and shit. But a couple months ago, they actually released the full version. So this is Every Season by Roddy Ricch. Pick of the week. If it'll play, why we tripping? Holes on the side, how you finna bust it down? There we go.
I just been balling out every season. Knowing some niggas I left in the bleach. I just been married to double cup. I gotta pull me a four inside another liter. Tie up the bands and then run it up. I gotta put the new bells inside of the freezer. Back at the trap, I was ducking them people. Ducking the birds, sending out them eagles. All of my diamonds gon' bust out the meter. I'm dripping water, nigga, Aquafina. Damn, that bitch capping if she think I need her. Hit her one time and then I gotta leave her. I'm a real street nigga. Gotta keep it a rap with my people. Turn the whole squad to bosses. I can't be kicking shit like I'm Adidas. Young nigga pulling up inside the Bentley truck. I just be popping shit like hot grease. I'm in my dad sitting at the trap. About to call the plug. Got a cop three. Lit up the Pablo Escobar. Money meets and Chapo. That's my top three. Bitch, I was serving the sidewalk. Then I copped the drop. Hopped in the street. You can't name a young nigga that's hot as me. All my niggas do murders and robbery. Got about 20 racks in a robbing jean. Niggas thinking I won off the lottery. When I hop in the push start with the pounds, niggas know that it ain't no stopping me. Out of town champ like Mayweather. Got a new crib off the boxing ring. Put the new 4G autos on the Jeep. Run up 30 in a week. I just fuck her, I don't keep. 45 under the pillow, 45,000 in the sheets. I want the bag, nigga. I can't chase no hoe if I know she ain't married to me. Bitch, I done got this shit up out the street. Reg up, period, blood on my seat. I just been ballin' out every season. Know it's some niggas I left in the bleach. I just been married to double cup. I gotta pull me a four inside another liter. Tie up the bands and then run it up. I gotta put the new bells inside of the freezer. Back at the trap, I was ducking them people. Ducking the birds, sending out them eagles. All of my diamonds gon' bust out the meter. I'm dripping water, nigga, Aquafina. Damn, that bitch capping if she think I need her. Hit her one time and then I gotta leave her. I'm a real street nigga. Gotta keep it a rap with my people. Turn the whole squad to bosses. I can't be kicking shit like I'm Adidas. Rap shit, I ain't gotta cap shit. I be getting cheese like I'm Velveeta. I'm in a two-seater with two bad bitches. Black and white, I'm finna have a zebra. She wanna ride in the back, cause I've been having them racks. I ain't showing. She say I ain't got them racks. Thought you know me better than that, but they ain't knowing. She say my BBS is so annoying. I bought a coupe to spoil her. She wanna look out the roof in the morning. Why I got her a new persona. I went about like a triple-double nigga. Larry Bird with the racks. Living my best life. Sure, you can't ever get attached. Went to the plug, got a couple peas, then I ran off like Zach. Ay, we been selling in the projects like it's the new Jack City. All my bitches got ass and titties. Gotta hop on top the bag and get it. She call me cause I'm a nigga, don't beat it. I'll be something like a pacifist. All a nigga do is sniff of the check. Open her mouth, put the dick in the neck. Blue rags, bitches crippin' the set. I been trapping, gotta get a protect. Bitch, I'm rich, I can't be living in debt. She won't be my bitch, I can't fuck with the pet. Her best friend end up giving me set. In the Tahoe when I jumped off the jet.
Yeah.
I just been ballin' out every season. Knowin' some niggas I left in the bleachers. I just been married to double cup, I gotta pull me a four inside another liter. Tie up the bands and then run it up. I gotta put the new bells inside of the freezer. Back at the trap, I was ducking them people. Ducking the birds, sending out them eagles. All of my diamonds gon' bust out the meter. I'm dripping water, nigga, Aquafina. Damn, that bitch capping if she think I need her. Hit her one time and then I gotta leave her. I'm a real street nigga. Gotta keep it a rap with my people. Turn the whole squad to bosses. I can't be kicking shit like I'm Adidas.
Pick of the week. Roddy Ricch, Every Season.
Word.
Fucking with it?
You got it.
Straight. I like that. I don't know. A lot of times when you hear songs on Instagram and then they gonna make the real version don't be. You be like, I like the other version better, but the full version of this song is legit.
Okay.
Was listening to you ever seen it? It's like a it's a video where it's a rapper. He like, I'm from the trenches, but his mans is in the back, and that nigga just like, yo, this nigga's wild. And he just like scared and shit like that.
Oh yeah.
That real song is not hitting. We had looked the song up today because we had seen the that little video. The real song is not hitting like that. the meme or the little viral video is much better. It gives you the best 8 seconds of the song. So
I would go with Tanisha Long too. Tanisha, but she a comedian.
Let me see what we looking like.
This bitch was pregnant.
You said she pregnant.
Oh no, I said food baby.
So yeah, she like
kind of right. She used to be on Girl Code. Like she a comedian. Like she used to look real nerdy. Oh, now she not nerdy no more. She fine though. But she was fine then. But she just didn't really.
Gutter page. She's already decent as hell. Okay. I know somebody who actually looked like her.
Me too.
Just leave it at that.
But I don't know what to pick no more, because I was gonna pick Dilla anyway.
Okay.
Because there's Dilla's birthday. Happy birthday, Dilla.
You should play that Tupac "Do for Love."
Or I was gonna play Dilla's song, but then you said something about Valentine's Day, so maybe I'll play a song that was produced by Dilla. That's
Tupac "Do for Love."
No. That's produced by Dilla.
Stay woke. Stay woke.
I don't know about that.
Do your booze.
Let me find it real quick.
Little Black History fact.
Dog, where's...
Wait. Okay, while you looking that up, let me ask you this.
Finding Forever ain't on the... Damn.
When is the first time you can remember hearing a producer's tag? Like
Just Blaze.
Just Blaze? Alright. Because I was having this argument with Lex yesterday, and he was telling me that producers didn't start tagging their beats until after Rick Ross and the Maybach music. And I said, nigga, you fucking crazy.
I'm thinking it might be before Just Blaze, but that's what I remember.
It was definitely before Just Blaze, because nigga... Rodney Jerkins used to have his name on all the beginning of his beats. Fucking, it was hella R&B niggas who had their name in the beat way before Rick Ross and fucking all these new niggas, before the Runners, before Johnny Giuliano, before all of these guys.
So, I take it back, because Findin' Forever ain't on title for some strange reason, so I'm gonna just play the original song I was gonna play.
Okay.
And this is Dilla, The Money.
I need the money.
Nasty Presents.
Awesome amounts of dough.
Yeah.
I need the money.
What's this again?
Awesome amounts of dough. I need the money.
Turn it up. I'm thinking of a master plan. I'm blinging with the cash in hand. I got a motherfucking right to shine, nigga. I pay my dues, I earn this cake I abuse. I burn this paper the way I choose. I gotta handle my BI and I do. And hold the T-I-N-Y-2 with a mind of its own. Don't tell it what it might do. Mess with my loot and it might pop. It might lock, it might not. It might shoot, and it's not the chance to take. The spike is not the answer. Who out for the paper? Hands up. Play that game, pay that dance up. Holla if you ever been placed in handcuffs. Survival, the name of the game. You wanna play? Play, you wanna race? Don't wait for the bang. Let's go. Gotta go and get the money. Worldwide.
That's why I picked this song.
Can't stop hustling, baby. Oh, gotta go and get the money. It's for you. Gotta go and get the dough. Okay.
Money.
Gotta go and get these nuts. Yes, it reads cheese a bust. Dealing with the gangster shit. Now let me say it again and say it with feeling. Dealing with the gangster shit. Hit it, spit the flame. Hit it, get the bank and split. Hit a twist the tank and hit it. Hit a twist the game. Hit a flip this change and spin it. Down here in the valley of death, we walk that. Talk crap and wind up wet in the alley. Survival, the name of the game. And everywhere I go, they play it the same. So stay minded your own and grind and go. Keep shining, keep headlining shows. And get that dough, let's eat, my nigga. Let's not be broke next week, my nigga. Cause you know how we do when we get the money. So keep stacking your chips. Oh, gotta go
Damn, King Mac and your bitch. Yeah, gotta go and get the money. Don't stop, just do it. Ooh, gotta go and get the dough. We gon' rock on it.
Oh, that was my pick.
When I hear songs that's like in that style, I just imagine tall, musty niggas in big coats jumping around. I just feel like that was the vibe. Like, that's what the era was like for that type of music.
I mean, well, I just used to just play Dilla shit because I kind of like listen to instrumental sometimes. But for that song in particular, like I said, I like the hook. And just
niggas with their hands in the air.
Like I like this. That a whole lot.
Big ass coats on and large ass fitted hats. That's too big. They come down.
I definitely had a size 8 fitted hat in like 10th grade.
I had a size 8 too, but I also used to have my hair out like an afro, so I used to wear a hat.
I never grew my hair. Oh, I grew my hair out.
Oh, you were just one of those.
Yeah. I had big hat. I was looking like a little Dipset wannabe proudly.
Had the 3 cuts in your eyebrow trying to wild out.
Nah. But I had the big earring, the big square earrings, or the big circle stud ass earring, the big stupid ass fucking fitted hat.
I think we all had them big ass earrings.
Tim's big stupid ass thing. I had
these. I tried to cut my eyebrow one time too when I was young.
Yeah, I did.
In like, I was maybe in like 12. No, I wasn't that old when I did it. I was like, I was like 12, 13. Some other shit. Type shit. But I tried to do it with a razor. Yeah, fucked myself all the way up. I only did that once. Some lessons you learn right away.
I remember I had this pair of academics jeans. The bitch was hard. It was like a size 46 back then.
I definitely, like, I'm not fat enough for 46 now. Pairs. I definitely
but,
had
46. I mean, you know, it was purposes for them, but just looking back, like, man, what the fuck? So I bought that, and I had the academics thermal. And that's, I think we talked about it on here. I don't remember what podcast, but we had went on my homie Pop's crib, and nigga fell asleep cooking some chitlins. And that shit was in my fucking clothes. I had to throw that thermal out because...
You couldn't wash it.
It wouldn't wash out. Like, as a matter of fact, I don't even think I tried to wash it. I was like, fuck this. Like, that shit just...
Yeah, you got to put that shit in a fucking bucket of just detergent and let that shit just sit. Man, so,
that Persil, yeah. If I'd have been fucking with Persil back then, Persil would do anything. That would work miracles.
You probably could. You probably looked in.
What?
You probably could have just washed that shit a couple years ago.
That's whack. What'd you say?
Probably could have just washed it.
Nah. I feel like I washed it and it stank still.
You gotta take it to the damn laundromat with them industrial washers.
Mm-hmm. I think that's where people get fleas and stuff from.
Think so?
I think.
Elaborate. You think just a community space, some nigga bring it in, then you take it home?
Because it just makes sense. Like, how do you, you know what I'm saying? If you hear about some of these things can't be killed, you know? Yeah, you can't wash them off, and if you got them and you go to a laundromat, you're not washing. You know where they going?
It's still there. So you saying that they just wash off in the washing machine? And
I don't know what they do.
Bro, I don't think no ticks and fleas you could wash in the washing
machine. I mean, I'm talking about it could be ticks, fleas, bed bugs.
Say insects.
Can you wash bed bugs in them?
I don't know.
I don't think.
I doubt that. Treat that shit. They coming back.
That's bro, I melted saying. The vinyl off my shirt in one of them dryers. Them bed bugs ain't surviving that.
Maybe probably not. Not the heat.
Nah, especially because all dryers don't get that hot, though.
And that's like,
it's only one dryer that I know of to get that hot.
I didn't know them bitches did. I ain't put my shit in them dryers since
then. I had a couple of Dickie outfits back in the day. Like the shorts. And I had washed them. I had dried my shorts. Them bitches came out like scorched. Like the navy blue joints was like light in the middle, like they was like,
oh yeah.
Nah, it's kind of weird. It was like I had a couple pair of navy blue joints, a black pair, like a tan pair, and a gray pair.
I had the all white joint. I thought I was crispy as hell one day. I wore the white pants. Matter of fact, it was about to be homecoming. Fucking, I wore the all white pants. I had the white shirt. You feel what I'm saying? I had a crispy ass Detroit Pistons fitted that I had. And I had the all white Fila joints that was hot at the time. All white. I'm in this bitch.
or tone.
I'm thinking I'm
money for it.
I'm thinking I'm clean as hell. Boy, them niggas roasting me all day. All day rocking that all white.
Dog, I remember I had to
split the outfit up after that.
It was a white and baby blue Negro League fitted. And then I had this fucking 03, so it looked like 03 had the all the patches on the back, had the big, like, the big something on the front, like Negro League or something. And I let somebody borrow this hat. And when I tell you I got this hat back, it looked like somebody had changed the fucking transmission with this fucking hat. You remember that hat?
I don't remember.
Yeah, your ass remember.
I don't recall the
your ass remember.
The hat in question. It slips my mind.
And the part that really pissed me off was because, you know, he used to rock it with the sticker on it still back then. The nigga peeled the sticker off, so it's clean as shit right there. The whole rest of this fucking hat, like I said, it looked like this nigga went hand catfishing with my hat as a glove. This nigga went, I don't know what the hell this nigga did with. I ain't never seen a hat get this dirty.
Got to do better.
Whew.
So where's that now?
I don't know. Narnia probably.
So you just threw it back in the closet and that motherfucker went to another dimension.
I think I tried to wash it and it ain't come all the way clean because I had a like a little hat.
I still got the hat rack and I be telling myself that bitch worked, but it don't.
It don't. It's super don't.
Your hat be
awesome. My mom used to buy me the mugs all the time.
Hat be soggy as hell when it come out the motherfucker.
It just don't never.
I used to be like, I'm washing it. Dishwasher.
You get folds in it.
Yeah.
You washing dishwasher?
Yeah.
Did it have it still fucked up?
Still fucked up.
You just got to buy a new one.
Yeah, once it's time to wash your hat, just buy another one.
Yeah. It was a point in my life I was buying Yankee fitters every year. Or every other year.
I think I might have bought one Yankee fitted my whole life.
I bought like 7.
It was black on black.
I mean, that's just a classic ass hat too. But that is my baseball team.
I like the Yankees, but I done bought more Sox hats. They just got a better design sometimes. Like the colorways just be even better than the pinstripe.
It's just the navy blue with the white. Boom. I put that on anything.
With that red with that blue be clean.
Who we talking about again? Oh, you talking about the Red Sox?
Yeah, not like
the
White Sox. I know it's blasphemous.
Oh no. It's blasphemous. I know. Fuck that, cuz. Fuck that, cuz.
That's like their colorways. That's how I pick the teams that I like for real. Before I get into if they good or not, if I like your jerseys, I can fuck with.
That's
you.
What women say. Like, I pick who gonna win the Super Bowl, hey, who got the prettiest colors.
Hey, yeah, my team wasn't in the Super Bowl, so I just went who had the crispiest jerseys. They just happened to be the team that lost. I almost put some money on the game too.
I wouldn't have bet on that game.
Big mistake. But this is how you do it. You gotta bet cheese on one side with one nigga, and then you gotta bet on the other side with another nigga.
No, because I want to win. you just coming out even. That's no point. I mean,
you don't
bet.
Necessarily come out even though. It just depends on how much you bet each nigga.
Nah, I'm good.
It's basically just making sure that if you lose, you don't lose big.
I'm good.
If you just bet them both the same and you break even, that's you could.
I gotta
not
stop
bet.
Gambling. I lost $100 to Tone whenever year I said. We bet that early in the season. He said OKC was going to get put out in the first round.
Dang.
And they did.
Dang it.
I think that was last year. But, you know, I take bets like that, so I ain't betting no more. The only bet I'm taking is that the Lions and the Broncos in the Super Bowl next year.
I will definitely make that bet.
Lions. Hey, you know what I'm going to start doing? No, I'm a free game, whatever. You know how it's always them little bets that win, like, ridiculously big? So, at the beginning of every football season, I'm going to place, like, a $100 bet
on the Lions to win
on
the
Lions win a Super Bowl.
Or to go to the
when they fucking do.
You could just bet that they go to
the Super Bowl. I'll do that. And I'm going to bet that they win as well. And then when they fucking do.
You got good odds on that shit, too, because they ain't that. I mean, if they do. You're going to get paid big.
Put $50 on each side.
Like 50 to 1 odds on that shit.
Yeah. I think it's probably worse than that. It's probably like a gajillion to one.
That's why I was fucking with that nigga Serge Ibaka. That nigga made me lose a whole bunch of fucking money when he ain't win a dunk contest.
Damn.
Everybody else covered. Niggas won the skills challenge, 3-point, all that shit. This whole ass nigga want to lose.
When was this?
Ass dunk. This had to be like 2011 it had to be.
He used to go at Karyos?
Yeah.
I probably can't never go with Kerry Hilson.
Got Serge Ibaka. You feel like he blew it out the frame?
Nah, because she wouldn't probably, because I'd never be famous enough
to fuck with her. You used to fuck with Kerry?
Yeah, Serge did.
Serge?
For a while.
Damn.
She ain't gonna fuck with me. She gonna listen to this podcast and know I'm a scumbag. She'll never give me a chance.
Women like scumbags.
They, surprisingly, they do. They lie and say that they don't.
They love scumbags.
It's, they don't love all scumbags. They just love certain scumbags.
I think scumbags got a better chance than anybody.
It's like hoes got a better chance than anybody. If you look at it.
Well, no, you got to think about it. Hoes, it's an odds thing. It's just about the numbers.
Are you going
they
to...
They come in contact with more motherfuckers.
When I say hoes, I don't mean hoes. I'm just going to say not to associate the two, but sexually experienced women, like, okay, who may have had, you fair know, enough, a decent amount of, you know, who just be fucking? I'm going to just keep it real. Yeah. You wouldn't marry one of
just
those type
you're
of
a
women.
Chick that be fucking don't make
yeah,
you a hoe.
Yeah, definitely not.
That's a whole different thing.
Yeah, but so you'll mess with one of those. Like, you'll probably make one of those your wife before you would a technically good girl, because what's the point? So it's the same way, I think. I think women look at us like, you know, she can get them a, you know what I'm saying, a, you know, a you know, a good guy. But maybe, I guess they just be like, for what?
This goes back to what we was talking about last week when we were saying that women just want to argue. That's why they get the scumbag, nigga. Because it's always going to be something to argue about.
We might have cracked the code. Because that's definitely how I stay in the game. Because I'm always fucking up. That's the only way anybody want to, that's what they want to yell at me.
Yeah, so that's what
it is. That's a joke, by the way.
So that's what it is. Chicks like scumbags because they can always argue with them.
And it feeds they fix for arguing.
Yeah. And they probably don't even realize that. We probably just
probably
cure for cancer type shit, for real. Like, maybe. They got to give us like an award or at least a ceremony.
Was it here or was it on Slick and Smith podcast? We used to break down a lot of shit. We figured a lot of shit out on there.
Like when me and Tom figured out May No Fuck Lala. We cracked that code years ago. But it was really just a ploy because, you know, he from Brooklyn, you feel what I'm saying? So he needed the Knicks to be horrible. You feel what I'm saying? So that way the Brooklyn team that was new to the city at the time could become the new team of New York. You know what I'm saying? So they needed Melo to tank, and he figured that if, you know what I'm saying, he fucked his wife, that's ultimately going to fuck with him emotionally, which is going to spill over to his play on the court, which, you know what I'm saying, he hit a lick on the Knicks, but at the same time, the plan worked, because when you look at it, the Knicks be trash as fuck, and they been trash as fuck since May No Fuck Lala. Well, they been trash, but...
I mean,
they've been this level of trash.
So what? Was it while they was together, you think? Or before?
Yeah, no. I mean, like, when Brooklyn Net, when the Nets moved
to
Brooklyn.
They were married. Oh, nah.
It was around that time.
Or were they married at the time? I don't know. But
yeah,
nah, you can't fuck my wife.
Because
Mano, you got to cheer.
That's what I'm saying. That nigga ain't say cheerio. He said, that's why Mano fucked your bitch. And then that's why shit got real.
That's it had to been, because, like, if I can't see a scenario where somebody says my woman tastes like Honey Nut Cheerios and I get upset. Like, I'll laugh at you. I'll do 1,000 other things before I'll be like, I want to fight this nigga.
I'm going to give you 81.
Like, how? What? She tastes like
what, niggas out there said he said some way worse, but nobody will say what he said. But yeah,
I said, that's why I fucked your bitch.
KG a fuck Melo wife.
That's terrible.
Long story short.
That's scary. It's like, because what if You can't, because there ain't much you can say. Like, I mean, I'm down for stabbing somebody, but, like, do I got to do it? Like, if you had a party, like, let's say if we, once again, this podcast takes one further step, right, and me and Muriel at the movies,
right,
and nigga, like, you know, try and be disrespectful and say some wild shit like that, like, what I'm going to do? If it, I don't care if it's true. Like, we could talk, like, with, even though I don't care, that Joe Budden in game shit. I think his woman probably put him up to it. Did you listen to the episode?
No, I didn't.
Well, never mind then. But he,
I saved the little clip for him. I mean, we can still talk about it.
Yeah, but the line, oh, he said he had Sin Santana pulling the buttons off his shirt. Like, that was a, so what, man? But I think Joe's woman probably put him up to it.
What, to say something back?
He had to.
No, I think Joe said something back just because that's Joe shit. And that's some unnecessary shit for you to say. Because why? What's the purpose of it?
It's a song we talking about who you fuck. I mean, I get that part, but it's like, that's a little, I don't care, man.
I just think Game doing the most. I don't like little cheesy shit like that that niggas be doing now. Like, niggas be doing shit just for the clicks.
What's it? They call it the clout shit. That's whack.
Yeah, that shit but trash. That's, like, bro, because Game, you can rap. You ain't got to do this extra
that's
shit.
That's what they were saying on the podcast. Yeah. Like, you don't got to do this. But this is what Game do, though. He did it once before. And I don't know how many times, if he done it in between those times. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. I think, are we in a new beef era? Because you remember it was like one time in the early 2000s where everything was beef. Beef was your moneymaker. You get in the beef, you about to start moving. Now it's the same shit. Like, niggas just beef with each other. It furthers them. We talk about them every week. Like, is this the new era?
Yeah. Because back then, I think...
The beef just moved to Instagram.
I think the beef used to be, like, real. Now it's just for that. But we got to blame people like 50 Cent for that. And G-Unit, you know, that camp. Because that was their marketing ploy. I'm going to start shit and I'm going to drop an album.
But who brought it to Instagram, though? Because that shit had died out for a minute. Like, the beef shit, like
probably Game, because when him and, didn't he have beef with Meek Mill or something? He did, right?
But I don't know if that's what made, I don't know if that was the catalyst for it, though. Like, for this new wave of niggas beefing. I think the nigga that's winning the most out of these, like, recent string of beefs is Tory Lanez, though. Not because he fucking niggas up in these battles, but because niggas is listening to Tory Lanez more than they were before.
Them niggas is.
I don't know. I think we cracked two codes this episode. This a new beef era. And bitches fuck with ain't shit niggas just so they can argue.
But I am shit.
You are shit. There's no way to make that sound positive.
I mean, you do. Sometimes.
You can hit me up at DJ _ Kobe. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Snapchat. All Belongs to You coming soon. Single Tings.
With T-Dub on the background vocals.
Yeah.
I belongs to you.
Yep. That's him on that part. Shout out to Ray Love. Shout out to Don Richie. Shout out to Genius on the beat.
Hey, you whack if you don't put me on there, cuz.
The song is completed.
Well, that shit whacked in. It's
been completed over a year now.
What you think? That shit whack?
I never heard it.
Whose side you on here?
I never heard it.
Goddamn Cobra. Is it going to be another Planet Apes?
Probably. Why wouldn't it?
Is it? You don't know Cobra? Follow myself. LL Cool Torrance. That's everywhere. Follow the podcast.
WTM podcast. How did all the humans die? And then in the last movie, they pulled up on some humans and they had monkey slaves.
they didn't die. They just, they built a civilization away from where these niggas at.
Yeah,
I don't know. I just think the movies is cool. I'm terrified of monkeys now.
They're not monkeys. They apes. Stay woke.
If I say monkey, is that like calling them a nigga?
No, it's like calling a Puerto Rican a Mexican.
I mean, but monkey beef is cool. Banana clips will make these monkeys humble.
That's deep.
Interesting.
Worth the beans.
That's deep.
Check out that Air Rex interview on WTNN TV. Check out the new podcast, Her Story 101. Maybe we'll get some social media going for that soon. I really like that shit. Check them out, man. They funny as hell. It's Rachel and Brandon. Y'all know these niggas if y'all been fucking with WTMN TV at all. Yeah, we got more shit coming, dog.
Y'all should have DJ Kobe on y'all show one day.
Holla at them. Look at that. They doing well. They ain't been a full day yet. They doing well, buddy. See?
Yeah, they doing decent as hell.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to y'all. Shout out to
Wax Wednesday, you him.
All right. Where can I find you at, sir?
Yeah. You know, at look Koba. For King Meds on Weed Maps.
His symbol is that window that Caesar drew.
Any of your medical marijuana needs, vapes, edibles,
banana flavored.
Can you get, like, CBD, like, lotions?
Yeah.
You know, the smoke shop on, was at Highland, got all the CBD shit.
I never really went.
I went there to buy some cigars. Ooh. And all they had was, like, a fucking, a half an acre full of glass, shit full of CBD in it. Yeah, thank y'all for listening. Peace out.